You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated is with us to take a look at the weather forecast. Drew, thanks so much for taking the time. Tell me about the weather forecast here in the Midwest. It was wet yesterday. Will we get some dry time?
We are going to get some dry time, and we need to take full advantage of it if that's a possibility. The next few days will be more or less free and clear of meaningful precipitation. We may still have a couple of spits and spats out there, but it's not going to have much of an impact, I think, on the bottom line. Surface high pressure center is going to be settling into the region over the next 2 days, and as it does, we'll get colder, and we'll likely see drier conditions occurring. The atmosphere of the ground will have a chance to firm up a little bit better. We're actually going to freeze up the ground in some spots, and that will maybe help to gain access for those few fields that are a little bit on the soggy side right now. We'll look for low temperatures over the next 3 mornings down into the probably 20s and 30s for a big part of the Midwest. Most of the lower and middle 20s will be in the upper parts of the region, but we will see freezes all the way down past the Ohio River in some cases, and maybe even down into the Tennessee River Valley. So certainly the end of the growing season for most of us, but its impact obviously is not going to be negative for crops. It's actually going to be somewhat of a benefit, I imagine, to help defoliate what's left of the soybeans out there and to help to set the stage for better harvest later. Now, we do expect to see some more precipitation coming into the forecast for next week, and that's why I say it's going to be important that we take advantage of the dry weather while we have it. There's going to be two weather systems next week that will occur. The first one's Monday through Wednesday across the Midwest. The second one will probably be Thursday into the following Saturday. These two systems may not produce huge volumes of precipitation, but it will be cloudy, and the precipitation will be around in the region fairly often, and so the end result is that we won't be able to get aggressive with field work again. So these next few days are so very important for progress.
And as you look at other places around the planet, what do you see?
Well, I'm seeing in China, you know, there's a lot of chatter out there in the marketplace about dryness in some of the wheat production areas. It's also a little dry in some of their rapeseed country. This is their planting season, and it looks like they're going to have some of their unirrigated crops a little bit slow and emerging because of the lack of moisture. But keep in mind that at least from a winter wheat perspective, China irrigates a tremendous amount of their cropland. So even though there's going to be some crop that may be a little bit slow in coming around, I think the majority of the crop will still be in relatively good shape. And speaking of winter grains, parts of Ukraine and Russia, which were so very late putting some of the seed into the ground this year, are getting blessed by a period of warmer, biased conditions that will likely last for yet another week. It's not going to precipitate during this period of time. The warmer weather bias will help to stimulate some improvement in the crop emergence and establishment, but there's a lot of wheat and some rye over there that is going to need a lot of snow cover this year in order to keep that crop safe from winter kill.
Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You have a good afternoon. Be safe in the combine. I'm Todd Gleason.